I know people are listening to me, but yeah, no, it's better. I like it here, though.
I just realized I forgot to hit record. Just started it right now. Okay. Oh. Oh. So if wow. you're just tuning
Rookie,
in. I'll tell you what, I was so keyed up about the show. If you're just tuning in, the Bubba Laundry Company bringing you the show. Man, we just got done talking about them for like five minutes.
It's still streaming. It's just for the audio when we download the podcast. But, I can fix it.
Yeah, sorry about that. And you know, when you think about who's all been on this show, I mean, we have had UND hockey coach Brad Berry, the football coach Bubba Schweigert. We've also had, the athletic director. We have had race car drivers. We've had Karma from Safe Kids. We have had Coon and Crockett. I mean, think of any other ones. I mean, we have been all over the map on this show.
Well, not only that, but I mean, we also got to give a shout out to Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Family Realty, because mm-hmm. they're one of the first ones that came on board with us and helping keep the, you know, the ship afloat.
Yeah, and talking about the first ones to come on board with us, hats off to a lot of the businesses here in the Grand Cities Mall. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Brock over there at Raptor. We got BT at Rumors, Integrity, the hardware store.
Valvoline,
Forks Vacuum. Oh for Heaven's Cakes, People Barbers, all right here in the Grand Cities Mall. And then you throw in the Valvolines, and I mean, the list goes on and on. Executive Properties, man, they have stuck with us for a long time now, and we sure appreciate that. Thunder Rays, welcome him to the GFBS family. Brothers Firearms.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure we're missing some, but all you people that have kind of taken a gamble and advertising with us, I think they're pretty well pleased.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that just kind of shows too that the vision of this is, I think it's pretty important. I think people are starting to realize what we're doing here. And, you know, we have to thank all those people because, like I said, I mean, this is, it's not like we're just doing a podcast out of our, you know, extra bedroom.
Yeah.
Like
we
want to make something for Grand Forks. And I mean, they've supported us through this whole pandemic and everything. We still, you know, be able to pay the rent here at least. So,
like,
you know,
this is like the only news source I feel like in Grand Forks, because, you know, the TV, paper.
Yeah.
You know?
Funneled through Fargo, most of it. You know, here's how off whack I was today. Okay, I forgot to hit record.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Chad. I forgot to hit record. I also forgot to tell you our phone number, 701-213-0863, if you want to text us. And I forgot jokes my neighbor tells me. So we better do that quick. Katie, I'm going to ask you this joke.
All right.
How do you find Will Smith in a blizzard? How do you find Will Smith in a blizzard? You look for Fresh Prince. You look for Fresh Prince.
I mean, yeah, true.
I don't even know who the Fresh Prince is.
Do you know who Fresh Prince is? The Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Oh, okay, yes. That.
Okay,
when you said the Bel Air part, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're a lot older than Katie is. You know, also, Paul, let's talk about some of the musical guests we've had on here. And I tell you what, we're sorry. We're not going to have live music today for our open house. The Heat Seekers ran into a family emergency, so they won't be able to make it in today. If you know anybody out there that wants to come on in and do a little jamming and singing in the studio, you are more than welcome to come on in. But, man, we've had the Heat Seekers. We've had the Dank, Jansonia. Zach Thomas was on American Idol, I think. Yeah. We've also had Little Bobby came in here and played the blues for us. Life Song Family Music, Children's Music Academy, Cold Sweat. Had some great musical artists in here, too, that just completely blew us away.
Yeah, we also got to interview those ones that were at that Spud Street.
Yeah, Jared Neiman.
Jared Neiman. And
sold millions of albums.
Yep. That's actually where we met up with the Heat Seekers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep. And it's too bad the Heat Seekers couldn't be here. But, and you know, the list goes on and on. We've had senators. We've had state representatives. The coaches, athletes. I mean, how about the Lamoureux? Jocelyn, Monique, Pierre, Paul, Philippe. We've had them all on.
Shout out to Mayor Bojens, Mayor Bochensky.
Yeah. Mayor Bochensky.
God, I can't talk today. I'm just blah, blah, blah.
Another one that really started gaining a lot of traction, Midwest Public Health Coalition with David Waterman. That has kind of turned into a show in itself. Not only has Waterman been on the show numerous times, but we've brought in Paul Johnson. We've brought in the lawyer.
Yep. Ward Johnson.
And we had Nick Ralston on last week. And That has been very interesting, to mask or not to mask. Now, they're supposed to drop, the mask mandate is supposed to end, I believe, Monday in Grand Forks. I know Fargo just went another month, so we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, to mask or not to mask, you know, once they start taking the masks off, we might not have that show anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's just a topic that's on people's minds. And just when we did the politically miscorrect one yesterday, you know, somebody commented like, well, can you change the topic? This is all we, you know, you guys talk mm-hmm. about. And the point, I mean, that's what the show is. I mean, that's the topic of the show, just like the mask or not to mask. That's the topic of that show. And we have all these other ones. I mean, we have, you know, Brad Dirk's catfishing best source.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like it's like one, it's not like it's every day. It's just a once a week show.
Yeah. It, you know? And it's not always every week. I mean, sometimes
it just shows you how many more segments that we can get. I mean, if somebody has an idea, come in here into the studio, you know, and we'll get you set up. You know, if anything, we can have a renter's fee.
Yeah.
Somebody that just wants to start their own thing. They don't have to be with GFBS.
Yeah, or if
you got a good idea, just come on in.
Yeah. Or if you're in charge of a fundraiser or a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And you can't afford the advertising, you know, we're going to get the word out there for you. And, you know, one of the main reasons we created Grand Forks Best Source, Paul, was for small business. We've both been in other advertising venues before, media work, and this by far the most affordable of anybody in Grand Forks. I can guarantee that. And you see what we can do now with Katie in here and how great our computer looks and with the graphics and everything.
And we're still upgrading the studio. I mean, I got things that we're going to be getting on order here to, you know, really bring some more camera angles in and have some better lighting. We'll try to get some more green screens going. So if you've seen, like, I mean, the Dirty Thursday is just awesome now when we can put those, like, cars and everything behind Chad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lower third banners that Katie's been putting in.
Yeah, and another cool thing is some of the Zoom shows we do. I mean, we've done three in a row now from all over Canada. And for one thing, it's because we miss the Canadian race drivers and we miss the Canadian fans. And the shout out going up out to all the Canadians out there that follow us religiously on the show here, because there are a bunch of them.
Yeah, well, John right there is one of them. He just said, thank you both, Paul and John. Great show. Appreciate what you guys have done with this show. And we appreciate you, man. That's you're the one that, you know, you keep the lights on for us.
Yeah, and we're still growing, too. I mean, we're learning something new almost every day we're in here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're learning how to go on the fly when things go bad, because you have your technical difficulties every once in a while. We were out without Facebook the other day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I forget to hit record. I mean, it's just, it can go on and on and on.
And when things open up, too, I mean, holy cow, we're going to be so busy. We're going to have so much fun.
I know. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about our grand opening. We're calling it a grand opening, but actually it's our ribbon cutting ceremony with the Chamber of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, and that's today. And tell us a little bit about what we're going to be doing.
Well, so 4:30 I think is when the chamber is going to get here. You know, they're going to have the ribbon and everything. Then we're going to have
the ginormous scissors.
Yeah, the huge scissors. However, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's almost surreal that we're doing it, you know, just because it's like, at a certain point, it kind of felt like I forgot that we actually, like, own a business. We started this business.
And, yep.
You know, just like anything else down the road, I'm just like, wow, it's just kind of weird now that we're going to be cutting the ribbon after doing this for almost, I mean,
it's been about 10 months now.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing, too, that, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they realize about our show, because we actually started this in, like, December of 2019.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until we, you know, put all these pieces together, and then we ended up getting the studio here. And so, you know, we did our first show, like I said, the middle of March.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then 2 weeks later, that's when COVID happened.
Yeah.
So it's not like we started this in, you know, because of like the pandemic or anything. Like, we had been putting this in motion a long time before that.
Yeah. And also got to thank the Grand Cities Mall. I mean, I think this is a spot on grade A location for our studio. Every business owner in this place, they're great people. It's kind of fun when you can walk out, you know, if you're in your own store, in your own building somewhere, we can just step outside here and talk to numerous people. Yep. I mean, we're always talking to different business owners here, and it's a lot of fun.
You know, somebody else that we have to give a huge shout out to is Zach. Remember, he was the one that helped us get us up and running. He was the owner of the virtual arcade in the Columbia Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed us, like, how to put all this technology together. He was really helping us out right from the start. But then I think he ended up having to move to, ended up going back to Texas.
Back down to Texas.
I mean, I hope he has, because I haven't talked to him in so long. I just assumed he moved.
Yeah. And even, you know, Brock over at Raptor PCS, him and some of his crew, they've been in and out of this studio numerous times. We're over there a lot. I mean, he's helped us out a bunch too. BT, you know, over at Rumors too. These are the guys that believed in this. Remember BT the first time we were talking about it, what we were doing. We got to know him a little bit because obviously we go in there for lunch or whatever. And just all of a sudden, he'll just kind of hand you a little something, something to go, here, guys, this will keep you going for a little while. And we can't appreciate those people enough. I'll tell you what, we're going to take just a quick little break here. I want to talk about Oh for Heaven's Cakes. Oh, boy, you talk about good stuff. You know, there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. That's where Oh for Heaven's Cakes comes in. The best cupcakes and cakes for special occasions, maybe just a little treat. They make incredible specialty items by order, or you can just walk in to find out more. While you're there, they have got some incredibly good homemade lunch and soup, keto, gluten-free, vegan, and diabetic options available. If you're a business owner, maybe you want to treat your employees. Well, check out their monthly employee discounts. Treat your employees to some cupcakes. For Oh for Heaven's Cakes, they're on the north backside here at the Grand Cities Mall, open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturdays 9 to noon. Call 701-757-CAKE, that's 701-757-2253, or go to ohforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. You know what? Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. Oh for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. I love that one.
I just got a text, too, that says we also have to give a shout-out to our supportive wives for helping us make this happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Which wife was that texted?
Well, mine's working.
Oh, okay. And thanks to Lori and Steph and, yeah, our wonderful wives. I mean, yeah, they let us do this thing. They might not be happy about some of the hours. You know, I mean, we get called out to do some things on weekends and nights and things like that. And
it was just a coincidence that Rumors happened to be right across the hall. Oh,
and it's just a coincidence that Paul and I have our own chairs now in Rumors. I do want to mention, thanks for the couple of little comments about me actually dressing like Paul today. I just don't get used to it, because you probably won't see me wearing a tie again either. But if you got a favorite show that we have done yet, anything that really, really gets you?
I haven't even really thought about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done so many, I guess I...
You know, there's been numerous shows where you almost go to tears on some of these shows, and you know, I can't think of them on the top of my head either, but how many times, and Katie can vouch for this, how many times have we finished a show and went, you know what, that was probably one of the best shows we've ever done, but it's good that we keep hearing that.
Mine is probably, I think it was last Tuesday, it was that baseball coach from
Was it Clark Peterson?
Yeah, him. That's probably my, I'm sitting here listening, and I'm kind of a student athlete myself, and I was inspired listening to the stuff he was saying. And then as far as the shows, I personally like Dirty Thursdays, because I go to the races, and it's like, I go to the races, I don't really go up to these drivers, but with this show, I'm meeting so many more people, especially the drivers, because I love the races, and yeah, that's my favorite, but I like them all, though.
You know, one that kind of sticks out in my mind is the one with the, he owns the, what is it, the five building or something, I can't remember the name of it now, it was him and... They help the felons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't remember the name of that group either.
We're going to have to look that up.
Yeah. And you know, I started going through the files this morning to try to find out all of our shows, and I couldn't. Probably one of my favorites was Santa Claus here right before Christmas. That was a great show. And also, I think we could take a couple of minutes here to thank some of the other people that are part of this. I mean, Chad Hoff, the other half of the Bullring Boys.
Oh, yeah. He's
awesome. Chad, you know, yeah. He's good enough to take time off from work and come in here in the studios on Thursday when he can, and that's great. And your Politically Miscorrect show now, Paul, that's taken off. Why don't you talk a little bit about who's on that with you?
Oh, yeah. So we got Prophet McFly, Mike Hawk, and then Justin LaRock, the owner of the Spud there. And then myself, and yeah, we just, I mean, those guys are really good about, you got Prophet and Mike, two sides of the spectrum. One's, you know, I would say right, and the other one's left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just conversations that everybody is afraid to have because, you know, the minute that you try to have a conversation with somebody that has a different viewpoint from you, that just always turns into a massive argument. It doesn't get anywhere. But it's kind of a way that, you know, they're trying to show, like, have these conversations so people can see both sides of the spectrum. And at the end of it, still friends, you know. So that's just kind of the message that they're trying to push out there. And, I mean, we even had a caller that called in yesterday. I think he was from Indiana.
Okay.
And he said he had just random to come across the show, and now he's telling his friends because he just loves the content of seeing, you know, two people be able to actually have a conversation in the same room, and that's the way that, you know, America should be right now.
Well, you know, that's cool because we know right now there are people watching us down in Arizona, Texas. We've had somebody follow our show in Iraq, which is pretty cool.
And, and that's another thing that, you know, is so cool about what we do here because we talked about this before. You know, with the Air Force base being right here, anybody can listen to us anywhere. So, you know, if you're from Grand Forks and you're in the Air Force and you get shipped overseas, you can still pull this up and see what's going on in Grand Forks.
Sure. And, you know, our social media platforms, we keep adding to them. I don't even know what all platforms we're on.
I mean,
can we rattle off a few of them? I mean, obviously, sure. Facebook, Instagram.
I'll just take this one. All right, so Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Periscope, Tumblr, Reddit, MeWe. They took down Parler now. And then there's some other ones that I'm probably going to try and get us on.
Over on Pandora.
Those are the ones that you can just watch video on.
Yep.
Now, as far as the podcast apps, I mean, if you're just listening to the audio, so, you know, if you want to listen to it on your smart speaker or whatever, I mean, that's, you know, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play Music, your podcast app, Podbean, CastBox. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, there's probably 20 different podcast platforms that we're on that people. I think we're also on the iHeartMedia app.
Oh, wonder how that happened.
You listen to all these, so, you know, these apps, and there's a lot you noted, but there's probably way more that's going to be developed in the next few years. So.
Yeah, I mean, just on Podbean alone, we've had over 13,000 downloads. That's pretty much everybody, like, locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just listening to
our shows. Yeah, it's right over 13,000 downloads now. And, you know, we knew this was going to take a while, but it's getting there. And, man, I'm enjoying the ride so far.
Well, and the download things on the podcast, that's kind of like, that number isn't big when you look at, like, impressions and stuff on Facebook.
Oh, our impressions, yeah, it's a completely different number.
But I mean, 13,000 downloads, that means somebody physically, like, downloaded it to listen to it, and they listened to it the whole way through.
Yeah. I mean, we had 11,000 views on one of our deals from the Beehive in Reynolds last week.
Yeah.
You know, 11,000, that's pretty cool, but that shows you how good of a show they put on in Reynolds, too. And another thing about, let's talk about our ribbon-cutting ceremony today. A lot of you people that follow us, if you live in the area, I know the weather kind of sucks today, but here's a chance for you to come and see the studio. Our doors, if we're here... I mean, our doors are locked, but if we're here and you see the lights on, oh, man, I tell you what, if that on-air light is not on, feel free to knock on the door. Come on in. Tell us who you are. If you want to visit for a while, we'll show you around the studio. We'll show you what you do. We might not let you take any pictures of our stuff, but we'll bring you in here. And that's another reason why we're doing this kind of an open house thing today, too. So right outside here, if you're not familiar with the Grand Cities Mall, we're basically right dead center in the mall. And there's this big open round, I don't know what you would even call it, like there's a table, big round countertop set up. But the people over at Rumors Sports Bar and Casino whipping up a whole bunch of sloppy joes for us this afternoon. So make sure you come on over, check out our open house and all of that stuff, and then we'll have some sloppy joes. And then my plan is we're all going to go over to Rumors, and we're going to go spend a little money with BT. So I think... you know, if it wasn't for the weather today, a Friday, what a great day for an open house. And I know, Katie, you're psyched up for it because you're not even 21.
I know. I am going to get checked for the rest of my life.
No, that's all right. It's going to be good.
I'm still trying to find those people that were on.
Oh.
Because I feel bad that I can't remember.
I know. And that was one of our probably best shows. I've got all the files from every show we've done in the back room, but... Man, I don't know if I could find it here in the next. It'd probably take me 15 or 20 minutes to find it, too.
400 shows to look through. So
yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
I'm seeing if maybe I run across it here. Anyway, so come up with another topic. And
I'm starting to run out of topics. Basically, the reason we're doing this today, we circled this day once we figured out that today was the big ribbon cutting ceremony day, and we decided we weren't going to bring in a guest. We just want to kind of to sit down, explain about how our first 10 months have gone. Thank all the listeners. Thank all the people that have spent money with us with their advertising. I hope we're doing a good job for you. And we want more. I mean, if you've got any show ideas, feel free to call us. Again, 701-213-0863. If you've got a show, it doesn't even have to involve you, but if you know something that's happening, something that needs to get out there and people don't know about it, that's where we come in. Find us, get a hold of us. We'll book you on the show or whoever you've got in mind, and we'll help you get that word out there.
You know, that's something, too, that was kind of really nice about us opening this up, is us being able to have all these nonprofits on here and everything. And, you know, actually, they get the time to talk about what they're trying to do, you know. And it's not like we're charging them anything to come on here and do it. It's like it's Grand Forks community. We're just here to help, you know, I think it's pretty awesome of us.
Hey, Captain Brad, by the way.
On the back for that.
Yeah, there you go. Captain Brad, by the way, is going to make the show today. So, or he's going to make it here for the open house. So that'll be kind of cool. The mayor should be here. Okay. Oh, did you find it?
Oh, no. You said Captain Brad, and I was like, I didn't know exactly.
Captain Brad Durick. Yeah. Boy, speaking of the fishing shows, too. Remember when we went live on the river for the Shields Boundary Battle Tournament? How much fun was that? Right. Dragging all that, camera equipment and stuff out into a boat, trying to handle a camera and a beer at the same time in a boat. That was kind of fun.
Oh, that was just fun for me because I've never ripped down the river like that before with a bunch of boats on there. It was crazy.
I wasn't with you guys at the time. Was this like over the summer?
Yeah. It's end of June, and I'm sure we'll be along for it again this year. Let's see here. Brad says, when you guys did my kids' figure skating show, we had a lot of parents raving about how good you guys did. Thank you. I forgot all about the Border Blades show that we were at just a couple of weeks ago. That was a lot of fun. That was a first for me. I've done tons of play-by-play in my life, but never figure skating, and I had a lot of fun. That was a blast. Oh, man.
I just remembered the thing, because it was like for the five felonies, and then they did something else. I was just trying to Google it here.
Yeah, and I threw away my old calendar. I got to remember to start keeping my eyes on that stuff and not getting rid of it.
Yeah, well.
But again, folks, we're still maybe going to line up some live music for our gig this afternoon. And we all feel bad. The Heat Seekers couldn't make it, but things do happen. And they are so good. It would have been a good time. But again, the invite is out there. Come and check out the studio. If you haven't met us or don't know us, come on in. We're all going to be here. We got the Sloppy Joes, and then we're going to go to Rumors. I think it's going to be an awesome afternoon.
Yeah, just make sure if you go into Rumors to get a beverage that you don't take it out of Rumors.
Do not take it out of Rumors. And, if you happen to.
Oh, yeah. The F5 Project.
F5 Project. You know, that was probably.
Thanks, Brad. Yeah. That was driving me absolutely up the wall.
That was probably one of the best shows, I think, too. There are certain things like the F5 Project that most people don't know about. You got to be down on the down and out and had some bad things happen in life to even learn about things like the F5 Project. And we learned a ton that day.
Oh, he did such a good job just, you know, getting articulating it, if that's the correct word.
I do remember when we did our tribute to your uncle and my brother-in-law, John, too, on the show. That was pretty cool because we couldn't have the funeral at the time. It was seen by a lot of friends and relatives out there and many people that were out of town. And
And Ivy, if you're listening, I know she wanted really bad to start her YouTube channel. Uh-huh. She got to be on here for a little
bit. Yep, that's right.
But yeah, I maybe once you're a little bit older, I just want to protect you from that, you know, world out there.
There's a lot of haters out there.
Yeah.
And we get that too. But that's part of the gig for us. Not everybody agrees with what we talk about, and that's why our phones are always open.
It's not easy being this good looking.
Well, I tell you what, I found that out when it went from radio to being on camera. And there's a nice reason I was in radio for 35 years, right? All right, let's just wrap this up. Let's get things ready to go here. That work for you?
Sure.
All right.
I feel like there's like a bunch of things that we could be talking about.
I know.
More people we could give shout outs to.
And if we didn't mention your name, I mean, some of these people we mentioned, you know, like Laura Lee Tupa, John Bernstrom, Mary Bochinski, Brad Singh, Darren Evavold. All of these people have been on the shows numerous times, mm-hmm. And they will still be. I mean, you got to have guys like John Bernstrom. You got to have Karma Hansen from Safe Kids. They've got something going on all the time, and these things deserve to be talked about, and that's kind of why we're here. You're not going to get this chance. You know, when, for example, we bring in any of these. If they're on the radio, they're maybe on for about 2-3 minutes. You know, we give you an hour if you want. We'll give you an hour and a half if you want.
And once they, like, sports actually start playing, like, going again, we'll be, you know, updating people on the, you know, the scores of things that are going on locally, because nobody's talking about that. I mean, softball, yep, high school, hockey, all that kind of stuff.
And tennis, I had to mention that, sorry.
Yeah. and you know, I know I lack a little bit on basketball scores. I'm trying. Some of the websites that should be like, you look at EDC basketball, the website's horrible. You go to Hockey Hub, it's awesome. It all depends on how quick the websites get put up, and we can get that info back out to you.
And also, our website, once all this stuff opens back up, one of the whole points of us having that killer website is that you're going to be able to just go to it to see what's going on in Grand Forks.
I mean, yep.
If there's a certain guy playing, you know, live music at a bar on a night, I mean, we'll have that on there. If, you know, somebody wants to put their food specials up there, so you know what kind of, you know, deals are out there as far as, you know, getting a good lunch.
Yeah, and hopefully we get music festivals back this summer, yep, again, because we were going to be a part of a couple of music festivals last year, and of course, because of the pandemic,
they didn't go. And once the center gets back up and running too, I think we'll be probably interviewing a lot of big name artists.
That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Yeah. Man, been a quick 465 shows, hasn't it?
Yep.
Doesn't seem that long. Man.
And I mean, just look where we are now. Imagine where we're going to be by next year.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for.
Yep.
Thank you, people, for all sticking with us. Man, this ride has been a good one so far, and it's just going to keep getting better and better. Oh, wow. Hey, don't forget our open house ribbon cutting ceremony. It's coming up here this afternoon about 4 o'clock. Special thanks going out today to Brothers Firearms. Yeah, you know, whether it's for sport, hunting, or self-defense, Brothers Firearm Shop, well, they've got you covered. Check out their new location in the Grand Cities Mall. Brothers Firearm Shop buys, sells, trades, services, all makes and models of firearms. Or check out their huge selection of accessories. An NFA dealer, Brothers Firearms' knowledgeable staff can help you get the answers and the products that you are looking for. Make sure you see their list of departments and what they can do at brothersfirearmshop.us. Or call them at 701-757-2112. Brothers Firearm Shop. They buy, sell, and trade new and used firearms. Located right here in the Grand Cities Mall in Grand Forks. Again, a couple hours away from the open house ribbon cutting ceremony. Come on in. Meet us. Check out the studios. Get yourself some awesome Sloppy Joes from Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. It's all going down today. On Monday's show, Dave Seda from the United Way will be on. Have yourself a great weekend. Make sure you like, share, and tag us too, all right? We're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again. I'm gonna let you know.